The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
I want to talk now about a story that's come to our attention here on The Hard Shoulder. So when COVID came to these shores, different government departments were scrambling to deal with the situation. And when schools reopened, the Department of Education realised they were going to have a problem with teachers being absent because they either had COVID or they were close contacts. Now, because of the pod system, you couldn't send kids around the school. It was hard to get subs. So the solution they came up with was teachers, or schools, should I say, should use their special education teacher to plug holes in the system. If a teacher's out, get the special ed teacher up into the classroom to supervise the class. They said, yes, children who need that resource, children with special education needs, they will lose out. But don't worry, they can bank those hours and they'll get them all back. Not an ideal situation, obviously, but you might say, given the situation we found ourselves in, it was a case of any port in a storm. What's happened is that since September this year, since the schools went back, that's still happening, except those hours aren't banked. In other words, there are children now up and down this country and they rely on a special education teacher in the school to provide extra resources to them. But that teacher is being used in some schools to plug holes in the system when a teacher's out. But the student doesn't get to bank those hours. They just lose them. They're just told those hours are gone, you miss out, and you can never get them back. Students like Connor, whose mum, Julie, is on the line now. Julie, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. Can you tell me about Connor, first of all?
Thank you, Kieran. Yes, Connor is 7 years old. He's a really cheery, happy-go-lucky young little man. Loads of friends in school, but would have additional educational needs, so would be linked in with the SET teacher in his new mainstream primary school.
So what type of supports does he get? What type of support does he need from that teacher?
So Connor has a diagnosis of 22q11, developmental language disorder, and verbal dyspraxia. So he's categorised as having complex needs, and his SET teacher is a vital support for Connor in the classroom. He would find it difficult maybe at times to, you know, process new information. He would have to be pre-taught all the new vocabulary that he would be encountering in a topic. So all of that work would be done with the SET teacher in addition to what would go on in the normal mainstream classroom.
So for Connor to keep up pace with his peers, in other words, he needs this support.
Absolutely. It is vital for Connor in helping him to keep up educationally with his peers. He's quite bright. He's categorised as having average intelligence. So, you know, he needs the support to be able to keep up with his peers. He's already fighting so hard here and just to keep up. So without SET, our fear would be that Connor would fall behind and it would be so hard for him to catch up then.
And like I said, he lost out on some of that time last year or over the academic year while the schools were open, but he was allowed to bank up the time he lost. But that's no longer happening. That's right.
That's correct. So over the weekend, the Department of Education, I came across it on Twitter over the weekend. So they published a statement and in relation to the banking of substitute days. And what they said was they can confirm the practice of banking hours when the substitute teacher couldn't be sourced. It was a once-off measure for last year as a last resort, given the context of the challenges that were involved last year. This will not, however, continue for the 2021-2022 academic school year. Now, Kieran, that the context of the challenges involved last year still exist. COVID is still in our classrooms. COVID restrictions are still in our schools. And the substitute shortage still exists. It hasn't gone away. And it probably, if anything, has gotten worse. And the measures that were there to counteract that last year, the banking of SET hours, has been removed from principals this year.
Yeah, and I know that National Principals Forum, they released a statement that said they're dismayed to learn that the Department of Education will not be allowing schools to bank unused substitute hours. I mean, this is, however you dress it up, Julie, it strikes me, I mean, this is a cut to the resources dedicated to children with special education needs, isn't it?
It can't be described as anything but a cut by stealth. You know, in an ideal situation, when a teacher is absent, and there are many reasons why a teacher can be legitimately absent from the classroom. So in a normal context, a substitute would be sought. That's proving extremely difficult in recent years. You know, even pre-COVID, I think that was a problem. But certainly currently it is a huge issue for principals. I know I saw a tweet over the weekend from a principal, and she had sent out 19 messages yesterday looking for a substitute for today, and they had all gone unanswered. So schools can't source substitutes. I know I had read some, you know, some dialogue online over the weekend when this was kind of surfacing, and you know, one principal had said she wasn't aware that they weren't going to be offering the banked substitute hours this year, and she had already, you know, used her SET teacher as a substitute, I suppose, with the kind of fallback in her mind that, well, at least we can bank them like last year. She wasn't aware that the situation had changed this year. So they most certainly are children out there who need access to SET and haven't gotten all of their required access so far this year. And I can only imagine, I mean, we're only into the start of October, and, you know, this is going to continue for the whole of the winter.
Have you had any explanation from people you've been speaking to as to why they've decided not to allow this banking of time anymore? I mean, obviously, as we said at the outset, it's not ideal that this needs to happen in the first place at all, that SETs, these special education teachers, would be used to kind of plug holes in the system. But I think people realise we're maybe in unusual circumstances. So banking was happening. Have you had an explanation as to why they've abandoned it?
None at all, nothing whatsoever, apart from that one statement that the Department of Education put out at the end of last week, as far as I know. You know, this was a surprise to many principals online that I saw. And, you know, there was one principal made the point that she used this really effectively last year in her school. And she'd so many banked days that she was actually able to employ a substitute teacher, you know, for a short contract at the end of the year. And really, you know, I suppose, provide an intensive kind of support to students coming up to the end of the last year to use up her banked days.
Yeah.
And she had an additional teacher in her school. You know, and that's a huge support to students. I mean, SET is a very, very important role. They can have students being withdrawn from class, coming out to them for maybe, you know, one-to-one or small group scenarios. They may be going into a classroom, maybe doing co-teaching or teaching stations and so forth. So SET is a hugely valuable role, and it's an absolute vital tool for our additional needs students to be able to access mainstream school.
Yeah.
Connor was actually in a special class last year, and he's transferred into a mainstream class this year. And that transition has been extremely tough. He's coping very, you know, as well as he can at 7 years of age, but it is tough on him, and he needs that access to SET to maintain a successful transition.
Yeah. Well, listen, I know as part of our Give Them a Voice campaign here on this show in recent months, we've talked about issues of resources and resources available to children with special education needs. And I'm not sure how anyone from the department with a straight face can say that children with additional needs are a priority for them when faced with a budget shortfall. What they're quite obviously doing, however they dress it up, what they're quite obviously doing is cutting the resources available to the most vulnerable of students just to save a few bob. It is beyond me. Julie, we appreciate your time, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Hard Shoulder.